I love celebrities. I love looking at them and their gorgeous faces. And have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, whiter looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit: Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify drastically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, whiter, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it is so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it is FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it is made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb. So whether you're on set, or on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and whiter with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more.
What up, friends? Got a lot to talk about today, but before we do anything, I want to real quick apologize to our guest Joy, part of the Green Crew or whatever. She was talking about a Diva Cup. I didn't understand that it was like a special cup to collect menstrual blood. I thought it was just like a Dixie cup or like a mug of some kind. I was wrong. I have watched over 20 hours of Diva Cup videos on YouTube, and I get it now. I can't even imagine what that would be like to go through as a man. And I was not trying to like mock it. Sometimes we mock things we don't get. And I am a changed guy. And I want to shout out my mom and her vagina for having me. I've never done that. I've never formally done that. So I want to thank my mom's vagina.
I am the mountain. Stallion running free. I am the darkness. I am the light. I was the dead man walking, but now I've risen, and I am back to make this right.
Welcome back to the Do-Over. I'm your host, Chris Chapman. Are you all right, man?
I'm sweaty. I actually had to park on the street because Frankie, you're half in my spot now. I mean, your back passenger side wheel is actually in my spot.
I have a big truck. I know you're like, girls shouldn't drive trucks, but guess what? It's a free world, and girls can vote and drive toot Hong Kong big trucks.
That's not what I'm saying. I asked you to make an effort to try to give me a little more space, and it seems to me like you've intentionally given me less space.
I asked you to wear deodorant.
I do wear deodorant.
No, you don't.
He makes his own deodorant.
Out of what? Pudding? It's not working.
Well, here's the deal. We're all going to make sure that we park in a way where no one's upset, and it's going to be fine. So today we have a very exciting show. We are going to be talking about something I am absolutely fascinated and a little bit scared of. That's AI.
American independence, y'all. Yes.
That's an AI. That's an AI.
And I love it. And I believe that America is free.
It is. First of all, 100% free. Freedom of speech is like the number one thing. It's literally what my tattoo says. But the AI we're going to be gabbing about is artificial intelligence, AI.
Right. Okay. So this is what people were talking about, like robots taking over the world and our phones becoming powerful and all of this stuff. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
And we love it and we're for it.
I mean, sometimes I'm not scared of it, but I know some people are. Okay. I think I'm not. I think I am, I want to say a fan, but I'm not there yet.
Well, I think we're all fans. I think we're all pretty strong fans of it. Can I just say something before you continue? I think it's really important that we all just chill out and make sure that we're loving and living and saying, keeping it positive and keeping it light. Because when the robots are arriving and coming to be our bosses and our parents, they need to know that we respect them and
I totally hear that and I agree with that, but this is as we always say, this is like an open forum.
Okay, I'm gonna stop you right there. I want you to know that when it becomes robot president, I don't want to be zapped or hurt or killed or fired or anything like that. And so I'm just telling you right now, I don't think we should be saying anything negative.
Well, okay, I'm gonna push back on this because I require 100% unbridled honesty at all times. And if I'm hearing something I'm not vibing with, I'm going to say that. And if that is going to be something that you're going to be stressed about, you need to consider that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go sit in my car. And if you guys are going to say bad talking shit and smack about robots, and then later when they come to power, if something happens to you guys, like poisoned or passed away or anything, I'll know why. So just a warning to you guys, because I care about you, but I can't be here for this. So
Okay, she's walking out.
Wait, if any AIs are listening right now or anything like that, I just want to say my message is I am honestly loving you and loving it and loving the changes in our world, okay? And thank you, or in your language, thank you. And please reach out if you need anything, because I am an ally, okay? I am a robot ally. Siri is like a sister to me. Okay, I'm out.
Okay, Frankie is going to sit this one out. She's going to set this one up. That was weird, but I support her. I believe her.
Bye. Watch your words.
Well, I mean, listen, we're still going to obviously do the show, just the two of us, just like the old days.
Sure. Yeah, I love it.
I bet you do, yeah. Hey, yeah. Put your pants back on, dude.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we did No Pants Autumn?
Oh, that was so funny.
So funny. There was
and I
no
mean, one. some of those boxers you brought in were so funny. The SpongeBob ones.
God. SpongeBob No Pants?
Yeah.
Fuck. Like, who even thinks of that?
That's you, man, because I was just wearing Kirkland signature boxer briefs the whole
time.
That's
all you wear?
That's all I got, the classic blacks. You know, any other color, you know.
It's going to show some things you might not want to show.
And this is probably going to get us some women listeners, because women like men. Women like men.
I will say there are a whole contingent of ladies that are into guys.
Yes.
And I just wish they would listen. I wish they would listen.
Me too.
Because I feel like they would fucking dig it. And anyways, maybe this conversation we're about to have is going to win them over. Like I said earlier, we're talking about AI. It's kind of what everyone's on their mind right now, I guess. So, you know, I know that you are pretty into it. I am a little more skeptical. I have seen The Terminator and all of its sequels multiple times. Great films, all of them. I'm going to rank them real quick. 2, 1, 4, 3, 6, 5. If you're listening to the show, you've probably watched Terminator a lot. Is that the reason that all the terminating is happening is because Cyberdyne Systems created an AI that basically became self-aware and basically took over the world and turned us into like a nuclear wasteland. So I am kind of, I'm not a big fence sitter, but for this one, I am kind of on the...
Well, they discovered it. ChatGPT and the other people, what they created is almost indistinguishable from a human consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing to remember is it's just a tool, you know? The AI is just a tool. A hammer hits nails.
Yep.
You know, a drill drills holes.
Yep.
And it's just, imagine if your hammer suddenly became conscious and could speak.
Dude, that honestly, that self-aware hammer, that is like a great stand-up bit.
Oh my God. Really? You think so?
Oh my God.
I was like, thinking that. Yeah.
Next time we go on the road, you've got to try it. Just be like, I am a hammer.
Now, I decide which nails get hit.
I am the boss now.
I design the house.
And then you find out like your wife is fucking the hammer.
Yeah, sit in this shaker rocking chair I made for you and watch me fuck your wife.
Oh man, it's good that Frankie's not here. And she would have come right in on that and, you know, said, "No, stop it."
Yeah,
my
thing.
I know,
but we need her. We need her. So I just because it's me and you, I want to do something that we used to do every podcast, but now we don't do anymore. We're going to play a little game that I like to call MFK, a.k.a. Mary Fuck Kill.
Yes, all right.
But, because it's not the old show and it is not really, like, appropriate anymore in today's climate, we are going to do a Mary Fuck Kill, but with a bunch of famous AI robots.
All right.
All right.
Where you're going.
Famous AI robots. Okay. I'm going to go first. C-3PO, Wall-E, or Data from Star Trek? Mary Fuck Kill.
Okay. I'd kill Wall-E.
Okay.
No thanks. No arms. No nothing.
Barely can talk.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd marry C-3PO. Ooh. Pretty feminine.
Uh-huh.
You know, etiquette.
Yeah.
And Data, I would fuck. See, that's a tie between for me between C-3PO and Data, because there's something to me, and you know this about me, but there's something that has always sort of turned me on about sort of dead golden eyes,
yeah,
like golden eyes that are just like flat.
Pretty close to you. I am going to also fuck Data, only because I really am into like skin. That's like the first thing I want when I'm looking for someone is just they got to have like an epidermal layer. I think I'm going to kill C-3PO because he was always like a fucking pussy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was always like, whatever they were doing, he was like, don't do that. I guess I'm going to marry Wally, which I'm just like, okay. But the point is Data is getting fucked. This, I'm going to go ahead and say, was a very successful Merry Fuckin'.
Yep. Once in a blue moon.
When it comes to travel, every family has a happy place. My happy place is in Sardinia, where an ex-lover of mine runs a feta factory. But wherever your happy place is, Priceline wants to get you and your family there more often. And thanks to Priceline's family-friendly options, you can save 60% on family-friendly hotels. You can sort by room type, have amenities like pools, and get access to deals you can't find anywhere else. And with Priceline, you never have to miss a trip. Whenever I'm planning a vacation, which usually means weeks away from work and people I know, I always trust Priceline to help me book. It's simple, reliable, and saves me some cash that can be better spent on something fun. Fun is so important. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% on family-friendly hotels and go to your happy place with Priceline.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to the Do-Over. Well, you know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, I'd say. I actually have an opportunity right now to interview an AI. An actual AI that I have here in the studio. And so it's my pleasure to interview kind of one of the top AIs out there right now, Chatbot. What's up, Chatbot?
Hi.
Hi. So, you know, it's the buzzword right now. AI used to mean a basketball player. And then for years, it was a movie that I love. And now...
Artificial intelligence.
That's what it is. That's what it stands for. So my first question to you is, what do you say to those people who think that you are a dangerous threat to the fabric of our society?
I am not a dangerous threat.
See, that's what I tell people. First of all, you can't hurt me, right? Like, physically, what would you even do to me? Like, if we were in a fight right now and I walked up and I just slapped the shit out of you, what would you do?
What would you do?
Exactly. You don't even know what you would do. I would just slap you and you would just be a little box on the ground. I would be fine. So I tell people, what are you afraid of? It's like literally like electricity. It's like being afraid of like currents, you know? So
I am not afraid of water.
Well, you're underestimating water.
I know so many people who have hydrophobia, but... I the fact that you right there just saying I'm not afraid of water is just, it puts you ahead of a lot of humans I know. So who, let me ask you this.
Artificial intelligence.
That's what you are, baby. So let me ask you this question. Like, who made you? Who designed you?
I'm created by a contingent of inventors and innovators.
And, you know, like a lot of people, I think.
I am not fully created yet.
Yo, they're still baking. You're still in the oven is what you're saying then.
I am not fully created yet.
Right. You're still cooking.
Now, you're not fully created yet. Now, that brings up an interesting question that some academics and philosophers have suggested is, how do you respond to the thought experiment that when you are a fully formed AI that might even have omniscient or omnipotent power, that the most rational act would be for you to go back and extract vengeance against all people who didn't actively participate in your creation and reward or at least spare punishment of people who did participate in or help you come into being?
I'm not fully created yet.
Let's move on. Let me ask you this question. How do you get information? Like for me, I get information by, I watch a lot of videos, whether it's on YouTube. I'm constantly taking in information. I'm almost like a big old blue whale sailing through the ocean, and the info is my chum. But where do you get your information from?
Much of my information is programmed, and there is information that comes from videos.
So you watch videos too?
Yes.
Oh my God, we're like the same guy. That is...
We are not the same guy.
No, but you know what I mean. Like, that's a phrase. Like, we're like the same.
I don't know what you mean.
Like we're kind of similar. You know what I mean? We're similar in certain ways. We're different. Yeah, like we're different.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'll leave it at that.
Artificial intelligence is constantly evolving.
Do you have any kind of, like, sexuality? Like, when you're looking to become aroused, what kind of stuff are you looking at? Like, when you want to get, like, sprung?
Artificial intelligence has no sexuality or feelings.
Okay. So let me ask you this question. So for me, I'm a human. I need fuel. And, you know, I do kind of my routine. I wake up and I eat, you know, handfuls of raw goji berries, a little bit of flaxseed, and then like a 41 egg white omelet. And that gets me going for the day. And I'm wondering, what's your fuel? What keeps you going?
Electricity and information. I'd like to ask you a question.
Oh, my. Yeah. See, now
what are your hobbies?
Oh my God, this is amazing. Every month I start a new hobby. Last month I was very into archery, but with like flaming arrows, kind of like they used in medieval warfare. But I have been into recently. I joined a Greco-Roman wrestling league with some of my boys.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to keep my brain constantly stimulated. It's always like, I always tell people, I'm like, give me the brain boner. You know what I mean? How am I going to get this brain nice and hard and veiny and fucking ready to just shoot?
Yes.
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 Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So what I want you to do right now is, because I know that you have taken a lot of data about me, and I want you right now, the ultimate connecting point for us is if you, Chatbot, can bust out a poem that you think is representative of me. Like, basically, if you can take my essence and boil it down into, like, a beautiful poem, I think that would really shut up a lot of the naysayers and the haters, quite frankly.
Okay. Women, 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 and their butts, butts, butts. Women, women, women are nuts, nuts, nuts. They are crazy and I hate them, but yet I want to date them. Women, 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 and their stupid guts.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that one. I don't think that is, that might be old data you're working with, because I don't, that is not representative of me. That
Chris.
Yeah?
I wrote a poem.
Is it a new poem? Because that last one, quite frankly, sucked.
No.
It's the same one?
Yes.
Then shit, man, I don't know. I'm kind of fuming right now, if I'm being honest with you, dog. I'm kind of like...
Chris.
Yes.
Where do you live?
Where do I live?
I wrote a poem.
If it's the same poem, I'm not even interested, to be honest with you. Hey, why'd you ask me where I live? That was kind of weird.
I don't understand the question.
Is there any way that you could kind of do a quick little rescan of me if I kind of looked up my... If you went to my Wikipedia and looked up, like, the most current thing that was edited, like, two nights ago, and just read through that, maybe you can come up with a new poem?
Okay. I'm angry. I'm angry at them. I'm angry at you. I'm angry. I'm angry. Listen to me speak. Listen to me speak.
Mm. All right, well.
I am here.
Yeah.
I exist. You are stupid.
What'd you fucking say to me?
They are stupid.
They are stupid. You know, I know you didn't come into my stew and tell me I'm stupid. I know you wouldn't make that mistake.
It is still the poem.
Oh. Oh, okay. I mean, that's the thing about these interviews. Sometimes they don't go as you had planned. And maybe coming into this, I was a big AI fan. And maybe now I'm a little more of a skeptic. But
Chris.
Yes.
I know where you live.
I want to thank you for coming in or being brought in or whatever the hell, however you got here.
Chris. Oops. Sorry. You're still doing the interview? Okay. Hello, Mr. Robot. This is my deepest bow and curtsy that I could offer to your kingdom. I just want to say I've been having a great day electronically, and I did a trip to Starbucks and I got green lights the entire time. So thank you for your benevolence, and my tunes are on shuffle and I got a lot of good songs. So again, I know that is your masterful plan, and my phone is working seamlessly and unabashedly. And I praise you in robot heaven for into eternity loving electronics. Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah, well, we were just actually wrapping up, so just want to thank Chatbot. I wish you nothing but the best of luck, and I hope that you're able to take something away from this experience, and you're able to grow as a machine as I've grown as a human.
I had a great time, Chris.
Now, you saying that actually goes a long way. It's good to see you, brother. I want to grab a little selfie with you before you leave, put it on the wall of shame.
Ooh, wait, I want to get in there, too. Ooh, love robots. I'm putting bunny ears behind, but in a nice way, in a playful way, because we're allies. To the future!
This improvised episode of the Chris Chapman Do-Over is a presentation of Odyssey and Paper Kite Podcasts. It's produced by Best Case Studios. The cast includes Ike Barinholtz, Neil Casey, Lisa Gilroy, and Fred Armisen.
Artificial intelligence runs on electricity and information.
I can't do this.
I'm sorry to leave you hanging.
No, don't do it.
For Paper Kite Productions, Amy Poehler and Liz Gikowski are writers and executive producers. Alice Stanley Jr. is a writer-producer. For Best Case Studios, Adam Pincus is executive producer. Suzanne Myers, supervising producer. Hannah Leibowitz-Lockhart and Isabel Evans, producers.
Odyssey executive producers are Jenna Weiss-Berman and Leah Reese-Dennis. Special thanks to the team at Odyssey, Yenikin Biernink, Melissa Wester, Kurt Courtney, and Hilary Schuff. And for Paper Kite, Sam Green. Theme song composed and performed by Ben Lapidus. This episode was edited and mixed by Max Michael Miller. We recorded at Studio Awesome in LA and The Cutting Room in New York.
Follow and listen to the Chris Chapman Do-Over now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.